Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends Lonnie and Yoel, in memory of Yo's mother Chana Bela Bas Yoshua, the great, amazing Rebbetzin Annette Wolk, Allah Shalom. Today is a big day because we start Masechta Erevin today, and so the Masechta begins. Mavushu Gavol L'Malam Yesrim Amah Yemait. The Mishnah tells us if you have a crossbeam of an alley that's more than 20 amos above the ground, you might, you have to lower it. It can't be higher than 20 amos because it's supposed to be an indicator that the alley is not a Rishas HaRabim. It's not in the public domain. And if you have a sign that's more than 20 amos above the ground, people won't be able to see it. There'll be no indication. So therefore, you have to bring it down within 20 amos. Similar to the concept of the schach of the sukkah, which is also l'malam me'esrim ama psula. Rabbi Yehuda, who also disagrees in Masechta Sukkah, he disagrees over here. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Eino Tzarech, it's not necessary to lower the crossbeam, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the beam is not a sign which has to be noticeable. It's a mechitza supposed to close off the open side of the alley. And therefore, it's closed off. It's more than 20 amos in the air. We don't paskin that way, the halacha. We paskin like the chachamim. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, "V'harach me'asar amos." What if the alley's opening on the side is wider than 10 amos? So you have to make it narrower by putting boards at the sides of the entrance until it's 10 amos or less. If it's too wide, it's too big to be considered a doorway. It's just a breach, and you can't fix it with just a lechi or a korah, because that only works for a pesach, for an opening. But if the alley's open side has the form of a doorway, which is to say it has two posts and a bar from one post to the other, which looks like a doorway, right? So then, even though if it's more than 10 amos wide, you don't have to make it more narrow. What about that if you want to go ahead and make a mavui accessible on Shabbos? How do you fix the mavui? So Beishamai Omrim Lech B'Korah. Rabbi Beishamai says you need a pole at the entrance and a crossbeam over the entrance. Ubeisela Omrim Lechi O Korah. You don't need both a Lechi and a Korah. You need a crossbeam or a pole on the side. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, wait a second. Lech Hayayin. He says that you need two lechis. In fact, he's agreeing with Beis Shammai, but he has a different version of Beis Shammai. In his opinion, Beis Shammai said not one lechi, but two lechis. Right? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tamalecha Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So a student came along, and that student the Gemara identifies as her mayor, and he says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Amavu Yishu Pachos Me'arba Amoshu Nitar Oba Lechi Oba Korah. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel didn't disagree on Amavu that's less than four Amos, that you could deal with it with a Lechi or a Korah. What did they disagree about? They disagreed when the alley is between 4 and 10 amos wide. Beishamai says, it's lechi and a korah. Beishamai says, oh, a Beisel says, or a lechi, or a korah. You don't need both. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Alzeb, Alzeb, Nechleku Beishai. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm sorry, sir. I think you heard incorrectly. I think that it doesn't matter up until 10 amos, whether it's up until 4 or beyond 4. It's all the same. It's o lechi, o korah. We'll stop here. Beis Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Welcome to the wonderful world of Erevin, and everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.